866-223-6622.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, today it's a wonderful world. It's got nice, clean air, dry, no humidity, and the Weather Channel, during the program I would listen to bits and pieces, was saying that if you had to choose an area where you could spend the day, the best area is in the Northeast, and it's New England. So if you live in New England today and you're listening to the show, you've got the best weather. No humidity. Mid to high 70s is expected. A perfect day to sit back and enjoy your backyard, to pick some fresh cucumbers out of the garden, make a nice tossed salad for lunch. What better way to celebrate summer than just sitting back and looking at everything that you've done? Now, what we want to do this morning is we want to tell you about some ways that you can control Japanese beetles without the use of chemicals. We all know that you can take a product called 8, spray it on your trees, and it will kill the adults. But what about those eggs in your ground? If you want to get away from using chemical methods, pesticides, to kill the Japanese beetle grubs, there are ways that you can do it. And one way is with something called a nematode. And a nematode is a microscopic insect or creature that will kill the Japanese beetle grubs in your ground. And to explain to you how nematodes work and how you can do this yourself is Steve Hazard, and he is the president of a company called Organic Control. And his company sells ways to pollinate your trees with mason bees, with predatory insects that you can release in your yard that will kill the bugs that are not working with you. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Nice to be with you.
Thank you for joining us. I know you're at a conference in San Antonio, Texas. I guess you're going to be like 105 today, aren't you?
Yeah, I was listening to you describe the weather in New England, and I'm inside the hotel where it's nice, but outside it's going to be close to 100 degrees with 80% humidity, and so I'm very jealous of your weather there in New England.
Well, you're welcome to come into New England anytime, and we'll gladly share our nice weather. We've really deserved it this time of the year. Tell us about nematodes and what your company does with nematodes.
Beneficial nematodes are really one of the gardener's best friends. They can do a lot of good in helping to kill things that live in the soil, the insects that we can't see. And they're pretty amazing insect. Nematodes, there's a lot of them in the soil. They occur naturally all over the world, and the nematodes that we sell are referred to as beneficial nematodes because they only attack pests and things. And one of their favorite prey is the larvae of the Japanese beetle. They really do a terrific job killing that.
And how do they do that?
It's kind of neat the way they do it. First of all, we grow them and kind of suspend them into a material that's kind of, well, looks like sort of oatmeal. And you just soak this in water, and that activates these little nematodes, and you spray them into the soil. And once they get down into your soil, they will start looking for a host. And for them, a host is grubs, which typically could be a Japanese beetle grub. And they actually crawl inside the body of the grub and infect the grub with a bacteria that they carry. And it's that bacteria that actually kills the grub. And then what they do is they lay their eggs inside the dying grub, and their eggs will hatch and feed off of that grub and then emerge from the grub and continue the process. So they actually reproduce in your yard to continue the process.
Now, is that something that you can apply to your grass now? Because right now, the Japanese beetles are everywhere, and they're chewing everything, and I'm sure they're laying eggs. Is it too late to apply this?
Yeah, this is the ideal time because, like you just said, they're laying eggs, and the eggs are hatching into their into larvae, which are the grubs. And as they go through those early larval stages, they're up kind of near the surface where they're very susceptible to being attacked by these nematodes. As it gets later in the year and gets colder, the grubs will go lower into the soil until finally they'll actually kind of seal themselves into a little capsule, which makes them pretty much unaffected by any way to attack them. So they overwinter in this little capsule and come back in the spring. So that's why right now is a perfect time to attack them when they're in their larval stage.
Now, do you need any special equipment, or can you just use like a bottle sprayer that you attach to the end of your hose? Or
yeah, a hose end sprayer is probably the most common way to attach them because it is it's a good idea to get kind of an even application throughout the area that you want to attack. You can also, if you have a smaller area, you can just simply use a watering can. Or pump sprayers will also work. You just need to strain out the carrier material as you pour it into the sprayer. And just some little tips that when you're applying them is to keep in mind that sunlight does kill the nematodes, so you want to do it out of direct sunlight. Typically, you do it just after the sun goes down or when the shade is out. And then it's also a good idea that after you do apply them, they're actually worms, but they kind of wiggle. When you see them under the microscope, they're kind of wiggling, and they travel kind of like fish. So if you keep the soil kind of moist for a couple of weeks after you apply them, that will allow them to travel farther in their search for a host, and they'll be more effective that way.
So you can just spray it on. If there's a day that they're calling for showers, put it on then. Or else wait till when the sun is getting ready to go down so that you have all night for them. But watering it in will push them deeper into the ground so they can find the grubs faster.
Yep, absolutely. That's right. So just keep that ground kind of moist the first couple of weeks after you apply them, and that'll be very helpful for them. And then it's not a bad idea to reapply them again in the spring. So that when the soil starts to warm up and they emerge from that little capsule and the grubs come back to the surface and they start feeding on the roots of your lawn again, to apply another batch of nematodes in the spring is really good to attack them when they come up out of their winter sleep.
Now, will these nematodes eat other problem insects that are in the soil?
Yeah, they actually eat about 200 different kinds of pest insects in the soil. That's one of the reasons why they're just one of the gardener's best friends, because they do a terrific job. And fortunately, they don't harm earthworms. People are often concerned that they might be attacking their earthworms as well, but they don't attack earthworms, which is nice. So they're a very, very beneficial insect and have been used for a long time. So people didn't need to worry about, say, pets getting into them. They're very safe to use. We don't have any record of anybody ever being hurt by them.
Now, what type of other insects will these nematodes attack in the soil?
Probably a good common one is flea larvae. They do a really good job of killing flea larvae. So if you have any problems with fleas, and a lot of people do a great job of killing the fleas on pets and things indoors, and then the pet goes outdoors and picks up the fleas where they breed, actually out in the lawn, and brings them back in again. This is a great way to break that cycle of fleas. It does a great job of killing fleas out in the yard. They also kill cutworms and just a lot of different insects that have their larval stage in the ground.
Wow. So if you've got dogs and cats, this may be a good way to treat the area where these animals go, and that would eliminate fleas and tick sprays.
Yeah, absolutely. We still recommend that people use a flea control. It's like a carpet spray inside the house. I'm assuming that these are pets that are going in and out, and maybe something on the pet. But so often people do that, and then the animal goes outside and pick up the fleas where they breed. They actually breed in the soil, and then when the pet comes outside, say into the lawn, then the fleas will hop up on the pet and come back in again, and it starts the cycle all over again. So by killing the fleas outdoors, you can really break that cycle.
What is your website, Steve, where people can go to get more information about your natural insect controls?
It's organiccontrol.com. So it's
just as simple as that.
Yep, as simple as that. And we have a chart in there that lists most of your common garden pests and what kinds of beneficial insects it would take to attack those.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure.
This is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right. One application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Just wanted to let you know there are alternatives to chemicals and sprays to kill the grubs in your lawn and fleas. But this is a great website. It's got all kinds of predatory insects that eat other insects. There's ladybugs, there's praying mantis, which you're all familiar with, but there's a lot of other predatory insects that are there. They sell mason bees, which are a better pollinator than the honeybees, nematodes, and all kinds of naturally occurring insects and problem solutions are on their website. So if you get a chance, check out the websites. It's very easy. It's www.organiccontrol.com. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Doug from Massachusetts, who has a question about a smoke bush.
Hey, Doug, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Good, and you?
I have a question on a smoke bush. I put this in about 4 years ago, and it's been doing fine until this year. After I trimmed it back about the beginning of June, I've noticed that the leaves now are becoming discolored, and some of the branches are dying off, and the and so I've tried some daconil, and I've tried some tree and shrub, and it doesn't seem to be working. And I'm wondering, is there anything else that you could possibly suggest?
Okay. Now, what the leaves, are they getting spotted? Are they drying?
No, it's a purple smoke bush, and I'm getting a discoloration. It's turning more of a blackish color.
Okay. And is that leaf drying where it's turning black?
Yes, it's drying up, and then the entire branch is just basically just withering and dying.
Okay. And how long ago did you prune this plant?
I said the beginning of June. I think it was more or less toward the beginning of July.
Okay. Was it a real big plant?
No, it's a fairly small. I tried to keep it small because otherwise it begins to block the windows. And so I've tried to kind of keep it down. It's kind of flowering out, over the past couple of years, so it's filling out, you know, width-wise, but I'm trying to keep it down in terms of length, in terms of height.
Okay. What I think probably happened, if you did it in, you know, June or even early July, it could be that, see, the leaves on the top of the plant can tolerate more sun than the leaves on the inside of the plant, because the leaves on the inside of the plant have been shaded. And what happens is lots of sun on top, less further down, and then very limited on the lower part of the plant. So if you cut the top of the plant out during a time of the year where it was really hot and sunny, it was probably a dramatic change with the amount of sun and the intensity of the sun that's creating almost like a burn on the foliage. And the plant will, in time, adjust to that. What I'd like to see you do, Daconil is not going to solve the problem because it's not a fungus disease. And tree and shrub is not going to work because it's not an insect. Now, what I'd like to have you do, any of the dead portions that have developed on there, take a pruner, cut off the dead part, and look at the center of the stem. If it would be an insect, the center of the stem would be hollowed out like there was a borer in the stem. And then the tree and shrub would take care of it. But if you cut into the dead portion and it's solid wood, then it's not a borer. To me, it's the time of the year that you pruned it that's affecting the leaves that were lower on that plant. Now, you do know that a smoke bush will grow 25 to 30 feet tall if allowed. And that's part of the problem. You've put in a plant that should be a small tree near the house, and it's blocking the sunlight. What I would suggest that you do is next spring, in March or April, before the leaves come out, dig it. Relocate it to an area where it can grow to its potential, and that way you'll have a beautiful plant with a lot of smoke and not the problems with pruning.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control. Milky Spore. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclog.com.
Wow.
The drain clog is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain clog can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain clog. Order now at thedrainclog.com. That's the drain clog at thedrainclog.com.
Wow.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNLive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Remember, if you've got crabgrass in your lawn, it's not too late to kill it with the liquid crabgrass controlled products. I sprayed my lawn last Monday, this past week, and it's turning yellow already. So don't hesitate, because if that crabgrass plant is allowed to mature, each plant can make 500 to 1,000 seeds, depending on how large it is. And I just use the Bayer Advance crabgrass and broadleaf weed sprayer. You screw it onto the end of your hose. I sprayed the grass, and it is turning yellow in just less than a week. So don't allow them to mature. If they start to make a red tassel, like a seed head, you've got problems, because once it turns red, it's making seeds, and you've got a problem for next year. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Thomas from Maine, who has a question about Rosa Rugosa.
Rosa Rugosa roses. Thomas, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I have a grouping of about 6 Rosa Rugosa plants, which I planted about 2 years ago. And when I saw them in May, they were doing just beautifully. They had beautiful dark green succulent leaves and healthy stems and so on. And when I came back in July, they had shriveled. The leaves were yellow, they were thin, they had brown spots, black spots. and they just looked scraggy, and something has affected them, whereas other places on the property, the Rosa rugosa is still healthy and thriving. So this little grouping has been affected by something, and I was wondering if you could help me with that.
Okay. Is it planted in full sun?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the soil like? Is it a decent soil, or is it more of a beach or a sandy type environment?
Well, it's been soil that's been brought in. They call it loam here, and it was planted in that. The other question I had, Paul, is the water that I use to water the outside plants is very rich in iron. I was wondering if that had anything to do with it.
Well, it's coming from a well, right? The iron would affect it a little bit, but it really would not create that much of a problem. What I'd like to see you try, Thomas, is this. I want you to get a granular fertilizer rather than a liquid. Miracle-Gro is a great fertilizer, but it's a fertilizer that's water-soluble. It gives the plant what it needs very quickly, but it doesn't last. So go to your local garden center and see if they have an organic rose fertilizer. There's a company called Espoma. They make rose tone, they make flower tone, and they also make something called plant tone. And you can use either one of those. So either rose tone, flower tone, or plant tone. And you're going to sprinkle this fertilizer in your rose bed like you do rock salt on ice. Fairly heavy. Scratch it in with your fingers, or you can take a cultivator and work it into the soil, and give it a good drink of water. Now, before you do all this, take a hand and dig into the flower bed and see if you can tell if it's a sandy loam. And if it's more sandy than it's clay type soil. Rosa rugosa is like that. But when you have a sandy soil, your drainage and the amount of water that the plant can hold is minimized. And in Maine this year, during the month of June, we had less than 2 inches of water. And up until the middle of July, we had basically no water at all. And that's when the roses are really growing like crazy. I planted some Rosa rugosa 2 years ago. And I was noticing by mid-June, they weren't as nice as I wanted them to. And I liquid fed them with some Miracle-Gro. And I started watering them once a week, sometimes twice a week, depending on how hot it got. And I sprinkled some plant tone fertilizer, worked it into the area. I also added this year some bark mulch on top of the soil, because where they are planted, there's only about 3 inches of topsoil. And I live in Kennebunk. I'm not near the water, but my soil is very sandy. So I put down a couple of inches of bark mulch to help retain the water. I sprinkle some plant tone fertilizer. I watered them when the weather got really hot and dry, and they came back beautiful. So check the soil and see if it's really, really sandy. If it's sandy, then put down some bark mulch on top. It will control the weeds. It will retain the water. It will help to make them stronger, especially during the winter, when you get a winter where you're getting freezing and thawing and freezing and thawing because there's no snow cover like we had last year. And then I think the granular food, the mulch, and if you see that your soil is really sandy, there's a product that you can buy in your garden center called Soil Moist. Looks like rock salt. And all you need to do is get a crowbar, and for each rose bush that you have, take the crowbar, make a hole about 6 inches deep, and make 4 or 5 holes around the perimeter of your rose, and put a pinch in each of the holes. Take the crowbar, jam it into the ground, fill in the hole with soil, and then give it a good drink, and those roses will come right back. Rosa rugosas are not done growing for the year. And a good Rosa rugosa right now is beginning to make red or orange pods. When the rose goes by, it produces these orange to red capsules that the bud came out of. And those red capsules, if you go to a health food store, you can buy those dried up capsules because they're full of vitamin E. And the birds and the animals will eat them. So they're very, very rich in vitamin E, and the birds absolutely love them. They'll peck at them. Squirrels and chipmunks will take them off the plant because of their nutritional value. And you can leave them there and clean them off in the spring. But I think if you can condition the soil with soil moist, if you can feed them with plant tone or flower tone or rose tone, put down some bark mulch around it, I think you're going to see that those plants will recover fully and they'll come back with vengeance. Because once a Rosa rugosa is established in your yard, it will more than double its size every single year with runners. And if it gets to be too tall in March or April of next spring, you can take a pair of pruners or loppers, and you can take that beech rose, that Rosa rugosa, that let's say is 3 to 4 feet tall, you can cut it down to 18 inches. That will force the plant to make new shoots, and by the end of the year, it's going to be 2.5 to 3 feet tall and double in density and double in flowers. Rosa rugosa love to be pruned. And just remember, March, April is the best time to make them thicker and fuller. And you can control the height and make them thicker. Thank you, Thomas. We appreciate the phone call. Don, who's up next?
This is Peter from Cape Cod, who has a question about green beans.
Peter from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
This is Janice.
Hi, Janice. How can we help you today?
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. We are in Yarmouth on Cape Cod, and we have a problem with rhododendrons. We've got 7 or 8 mature plantings, and 2 of them, which are further away from the house, which seem to be healthy in the spring, are now having branches that are just drying up. They're not brown, but they're just curling up. The leaves are pointing downward, and it's the rest of the bush is healthy, but just branches on it. About half of the bush is got these branches that are just curling down, and I don't know what to do with them.
Okay. What you have are the early stages of a rhododendron borer. And a borer in a rhododendron, what you can do is you take a pair of pruners, and the branch that's wilting, it's weeping, if you cut it, you're going to see that the center of the stem is hollow, and there's a little insect that looks like a maggot almost, and he's eating the center of the plant. And they affect one branch at a time. They'll eat out the center of the branch, go down the stem, come up another branch, come down again, and they'll slowly destroy the plant. So what you want to do, any of the affected branches, take your pruners and remove them. Get the bug out. And go to your local garden center, and what you want is a product called Tree and Shrub. You can find it from Fertilome, from Bonide, or from Bayer. And this Tree and Shrub product is a systemic. You mix it with water. You pour it around the base of the plant. The roots are going to absorb it, and it's going to be in the bloodstream of the plant. And when that borer that's inside the plant begins to feed on that plant, now
this tree and shrub product is inside of it. He'll get a mouthful of it, and it will kill the borer. If you don't, it's going to get worse and worse and worse every single year. So start by cleaning the rhododendron, get all of the damaged branches out, and then apply the tree and shrub. Excuse me. The thing that's nice about tree and shrub, it lasts for 12 months. So it's not something that you're going to apply every 2 weeks or every month. Once it gets inside the plant, it will control the insects for 1 year. You can use it on birches to kill birch leaf miner, the little worms that get into the leaves that turn the leaves of the birches all brown. You can use it on the Japanese Andromeda that gets lace bug that turns the leaves all spotted. You get beautiful new growth, and if you look at it, it's got little yellow spots in it. The tree and shrub will take care of that. If you have Canadian hemlock, look on the underside of the leaf, and if you see white, it looks like little pieces of white cotton. This tree and shrub applied to the base of the plant will kill this. It's called woolly adelgid. And this woolly adelgid, up until this year, has stopped in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. They are now finding it in southern Maine, and they're really, really worried, because if this woolly adelgid continues to move north, it could destroy the hemlock forests in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Cold winters will normally control it, and this past winter was just too warm and did not do its job.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of four pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Dawn, let's go right to those phone lines. Who needs a little bit of help with their garden?
This is Nancy from Cape Cod, who has a question about blue myrtle.
Hey, Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you
what
hear me?
What is the problem with, what is the problem with your myrtle, Nancy?
I have it in a sunny spot, and it's been doing fine. I transplanted about 2 years ago. Now I'm getting a lot of, like, the middle of the plant. I'm looking at it right now. They're getting yellow. I have it in other parts of the property, and they seem to be doing fine.
Okay. Myrtle is a plant that really does better with partial shade. I mean, it will grow in the sun, but if you get into a spell where you get a lot of really hot days with bright sun, then you will get some partial dieback, and I think that's what probably is happening to the myrtle. Myrtle, they also call it vinca, with little blue flowers that will come out in the spring and early summer, is a wonderful ground cover, but it really does best if you can avoid the heat of the day. It will recover. It'll come back. But the reason that you're getting some yellow leaves is that it's been hot, it's been dry, and it's having a little bit of a setback. Get some liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro. Give it a good drink of a liquid fertilizer, and it will come right back for you. But the best place where it will thicken and grow much faster is where you can get, like, sun up until noon and shade in the afternoon. Myrtle or vinca is the place. That's where it really, really loves to grow. Thank you, Nancy. Dawn, I think we can get one more in before the top of the hour.
I think you're right. The final call will be Lee from New Hampshire, who has a question about some Concord grapes.
Lee, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, I seem to be having problems with Concord grapes. I believe it's a powdery mildew. I was wondering if there's anything I can do to rescue the remaining crop.
Yeah, the best product for powdery mildew is a product called Serenade. And most of the garden centers carry this product. It's a totally organic and natural fungicide. It was developed for the tomato industry in Florida and is works absolutely wonderful. I was talking about it early in the morning. I first tested it on rosemary, and rosemary will get powdery mildew if you keep misting the foliage. And I deliberately did that to encourage mildew to form. When it began to develop on the rosemary, I sprayed it with the Serenade, and it knocked it right off. It's in a pink plastic container. You can buy it pre-mixed or a concentrate. And concentrate is a much better deal because you can mix it with water and get a lot more coverage. But it's totally organic, totally natural. We'll take care of powdery mildew on tall flocks. You can use it on cucumbers and squash and pumpkin that also get powdery mildew. Lilacs that get powdery mildew, it knocks it right out. And you can spray it and eat your produce the same day. And it works absolutely wonderful. So I would take a look at that. Give that a try. I know it's going to solve the problem. Thank you. Lots to do in the yard. And if we can be of help to you, call us. Sunday morning, get up early. We're on at 6 o'clock. 800-259-9231 is the number to call. You can listen to us on the internet, on your computer. You just go to paulparent.com, and you can listen live. You can also listen to the program during the week because we do a podcast through the Genesis Communication, and they take the program, they store it like a library stores books, and during the week you can go to the podcast and listen to the program at any time of the day or any day of the week. If you're able to find peas, lettuce, or spinach seeds at your local garden center, get some and plant them today for a fall crop. There's nothing better than fresh peas, and in October, they are wonderful. Have a great week, everybody. And Dawn, thank you for all of your help.